And welcome back here to Push to Talk, the ATC Hour on EAA Radio. If anybody would like to call in and ask any questions of any of our folks here in the studio today, our number is 920-230-7987. And we were talking about all the different regions and countries that you have to deal with that don't have very compatible systems. And
before we get back to Lutza, I hope some of the people that came by the booth, and I wasn't able to give them a complete answer, hopefully they'll call in, and between the three of us, we can come up with something like on the language thing and ICAO and things like that. So please feel free to call us.
Come up with something fairly accurate, too, as the.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, are we still with the language thing? We haven't really established what exactly we. I always like to say the train's rolling, but we're not quite sure where we're going yet. We probably know where we want to go, but we're not sure whether we're going to get there. And it's we've discovered as well, it's enormously difficult. It's for Europeans who generally, and I'm saying when I was talking about the areas that butt up to mine, the Swiss, for instance, the Danish, their English is excellent. There's really not a problem. Even the French, where people always say, well, they've gotten really good in the last years. I remember when I started out 20 years ago, it was a lot worse than it is now. But I'm thinking the we have a lot of problem with the Russians, for instance. I know the guys who work up in Berlin who butt up to Poland, and then the Russians. Their English is just, they've just never been exposed to it. And they really have, I know my friend, the guy I was talking about out of Venice, he's now long range, and he says you fly over Russia, and there's no point in asking for any directs or asking for anything, because it's not that they don't want to do it. He says what you have to do is say, I'm going direct there, and then they go, Roger. You don't ask them because they don't get it. So, and their language skills are just really, really basic. They're just not used to dealing with the clientele and with, you know, with the kind of people that are flying through there now.
And that's something you just mentioned, the word direct, that I had heard, and I don't know if any of you can speak to this, but just the use of a term that means exactly the same thing in one area and then another country. A friend of mine, pilot, was telling me about flying in, I think it was South America or Central America, and when they say fly direct to whatever, you know, waypoint or fix that they're talking about, they don't mean direct there as in straight, you know, from point to point. They mean
A
to B, yeah. Whatever it was that you last filed. And, you know, they've had people come very close to mountains and other reason, you know, other dangers like that, other CFIT.
Because there's definitely a big difference between cleared as filed and cleared direct.
But they use the word direct to say cleared as filed.
Well, here's the thing now with the clear as filed. When German air traffic control privatized, one of the big things was that we were going to be more customer orientated. And in Germany, you can file any route you like. Now, I'm sure you guys know that filing what you like and getting what you want and what you're going to get are three completely different things. And so the people file the craziest routings. We had a guy, I'm not going to mention the airline, but it was a Scandinavian airline, and they file. Thanks, Chuck. I was wondering whether you were going to get that, but Chuck was right there. So it was Scandinavian. They used to file, we used to have slot restrictions out of Frankfurt, and they got very cute one day and just filed the departure Frankfurt-Copenhagen level 410. There was no routing, there were no fixes, they just filed departure Frankfurt up to Copenhagen. And they were never slotted because the system saw the flight plan, saw Frankfurt, Copenhagen. There were no fixes in between, and the flight level was 410, which was where nobody was going. So they would always get out without delay, until one morning when we were very busy, and Scandinavian just popped up, and this thing, you know, we noticed, and we said, well, this is not on. And it turned out, the rumor has it, that they had somebody working at the flow management unit who was really cute, knew how to work the system. And we said, you know, we can't have this kind of thing going on, because if one airline does it, it's cute and we have a laugh about it. But if everybody starts doing it, it just creates chaos.
Yeah, finding the loophole there.
Now, when we say to a guy, proceed as filed, we've had that happen. And you go, continue on flight plan route. And the next thing, the guy just bats off straight to wherever he's going. Well, where are you going? Well, I filed directly there. Okay. And then you have a look in the flight plan, and yeah, that's what he filed.
Yeah.
Or he filed it. The system, we have people who change the routing. They changed the routing, but they didn't make a remark on our flight strips to say, well, read him the new routing.
Right.
So I say proceed as filed or continue on the flight plan route. And he says, oh, well, I filed directly there. And then boom, off he goes. And I'm like, where's he going? And then we start having discussions on the frequency. So I'm very careful about it. I don't use that phrase very much. You know, I say, what routing have you filed? Or I clear him along a specific routing. I hardly ever say continue on flight plan route, because I've gone down the wrong road often on that.
And see, in this country, it's a little bit different, because whatever they file, we have it printed out on our flight progress strips. So the flight progress strips indicate the point-to-point routings. Whenever he goes through the Class B or Class C or whatever upper airspace that he wants to file through, there's a starred routing that comes up, and it would
preferred arrival route, a preferred departure route,
PDAR, which is a preferred departure arrival route. It's not a star, but it takes him around the congested airspace, and it would go a different routing, and then it's up to the individual tower or the individual flight service station that's issuing in the clearance to insert that PDAR with a full route clearance. So that typically doesn't happen here. The pilots ask for it, but it's like, okay, no, see, you
now,
can't go
now,
that way.
Just a little illustration of Europe. I work right next to Strasbourg. Strasbourg is in France. The Strasbourg TMA, or the approach control, the TRACON area, stretches into Germany. They actually work the southern part of Germany. They stretch in there. And they give out routings, and I can pretty much tell you that the Strasbourg controller, he says, cleared for takeoff, and off you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really care where the hell you're going once you get out of his area. And Ryanair, this low-cost carrier I was talking about, they fly some pretty unusual routes into some unusual places. And then you'll have these guys get out of the Strasbourg SS, come out of 90, and then they just take a turn, and they're off and running. And then we say, the way it's supposed to work is you file the flight plan. The flight plan runs into our system, and we have people who look at the flight plan. It actually flags it if it's not a standard routing. And then whoever's working it will change the routing to as closely approximate. You know, we'll look, where's he going? What did he file? And then we'll give him the routing that we can. And then when we get the information, it gets flagged for us so that we get told, make sure you read the pilot the route. What's supposed to happen is the first guy who contacts him, actually the guy on clearance delivery, is actually supposed to give him the routing. But now you can see in Strasbourg, the guy doesn't get the route. So he just clears him for takeoff. So then what we say is the first initial contact in our FIR must give him the routing. That's Stuttgart approach. They don't necessarily get that information. So the next thing, the guy's in the area, and then we haven't had the info, and then they just turn off. So there's so many places where an error can be made. And this is the whole data link thing again. You know, if the data link doesn't work and we don't actually get the right information, I mean, old like controllers know that. We're wary. We know which places where these kind of things happen. It's certain airports, it's certain...
Well, it doesn't take long for you to figure out where the traps are, but it sounds like you guys got a problem.
Well, we're working on it. You know, it's getting better. It used to be real bad. It's getting a lot better. But, of course, the busier it gets, the more dangerous it is when people drift. And nowadays... I always say, when I started out, we had one airway running south from Frankfurt to Zurich. We've now, in the same airspace, got four airways, two running south and two running north. And with using GPS points and waypoints, which I'm sure you guys have as well, we find that the airways are so close together that if you kind of drift off, or you just miss one intersection and you come off that airway, you don't need to come off much. We're talking half a mile, a mile, and then we start having real problems.
Yeah.
You know, you start getting in frictions, and there's conflictions, and everything is really tight. So you need to stick to the routing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that assumes that you have the right routing. And sometimes on an airway where 20 years ago you came into Frankfurt, there were two fixes, two VORs. Now we have seven intersections.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the chances of one intersection being missed? And it might just be that intersection that's on the turn that we want you to go around, and now he suddenly misses that and goes from point A to C, not over B, but past B, and suddenly he's sitting in somebody else's airspace because everything is so tight.
This is EAA Radio, AM 1210, FM 100.7, and on the web at airventure.org.